Meredith.
And I'm Robin.
And this is My TV Family. Today we're looking at some of our favorite sisters on TV.
Welcome back to My TV Family. As Meredith mentioned, this week we're talking about our favorite sister combinations and relationships on the television.
Yeah, we are.
We're also welcoming a very special guest, Meredith's sister, Megan.
Yeah, look forward to that.
Oh, I can't wait. Meredith, you want to tell me, first of all, any hot topics on the top of your mind?
Yeah, there's several, and I don't usually have a lot. So the first one is that I just found out that they are going to have a Jane the Virgin spinoff.
I saw that.
In 2019, because this final season of Jane the Virgin will be the final series, or final season of the series.
That's so sad.
It is really sad.
I'm excited for it to happen, but then it's going to be over.
I know.
I don't know what to feel.
But they're going to do a spinoff, and so far there hasn't been any reveal of who's going to be a part of it, but they did say it's going to be an anthology format, and so it'll be following characters from books that Jane has written.
Interesting. I wonder, will it be books that we know, or new books, or do we don't know?
We don't know. That's at very least exciting. I don't know.
I want to know what happened when she opened that door. I have so many questions.
I know. And the one thing that I'm not excited about this is, like, part of a spinoff is that you get excited about a specific character that they're
finding out what happened.
Yeah, they're going, you know, Better Call Saul. Saul was in Breaking Bad, and he goes over to Better Call Saul. Like, you are excited about the one person that they're going to dive deeper into. And mm-hmm. so the fact that it's just people we don't know, but written about characters and books that we don't know about, or that we didn't really follow. I was like, but it's still,
I'm skeptical,
but we know we liked their show, and we know we like what they do. So they might surprise us.
Team Raphael forever.
Another thing that people just like in Twitter was all a buzz about was that Friends was supposed to be leaving Netflix.
I didn't know that was a deadline we were supposed to be following.
Well, I didn't either, but people started freaking out because when you go onto Netflix, you see that it says expiring in 2018.
Oh.
And people were freaking out. Friends has been one of those shows that really has been revived through mm-hmm. Netflix. Like, people, it's not a show I watch on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. We'll flip it on when it's on the actual TV, but it's not like, oh, let's go watch season 3 of Friends. It's not.
Let's seek out this Friends
show. Yeah. It's not part of my comfort watch. But so people were really freaking out, and then Netflix just announced, don't worry, Friends will be here through 2019. And I think like the price they had to pay was like some,
it was crazy,
like $100 million or something. Ridiculous.
For Ross and Rachel.
I know.
I thought of you. I saw so many people tweeting like, that's the show that I fall asleep to every night. Yeah. That's my falling asleep show.
I know. Like, aww. I like to know that other people have falling asleep shows. I'm not the only crazy out there. But yeah, so if you're a big Friends fan, don't worry. You can continue to watch it on Netflix through 2019. And the other big news, which I was really excited about, and it kind of just like crept up on me, was that Mrs. Maisel is back. The marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I'm very excited. Have you started it yet?
I haven't started it. It started today. So
people were up and hammering it out at midnight.
I bet. I bet. And I actually was just going on Amazon for something else, and it said, do you want to watch season 2 of Mrs. Maisel? And I said, yes, I do. I don't have time right now.
And but you saw the font and thought, is this about witchcraft? Yes. I can't remember.
Which actually wouldn't, you know, push me away. But
I know about you and your obsession with the dark arts and teens.
Yep. But that's very exciting. So I know what my weekend plans will be.
Is that a you show or are you and your husband show?
Oh, that's a me show.
Okay.
That is a show that my husband said he would watch. I don't know if I've said this on here, but he would watch the first season or one episode of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel if I watched the Teddy Perkins episode.
Oh, I'm in. We're interested.
I think I have talked about on here, but we have not. Neither of us have settled up. So
I think about that episode at least once a week. I'm not even kidding. Not Mrs. Maisel, Teddy Perkins.
So those are my big three hot topics.
Those are hot, Meredith.
Well, thank you.
I like you bringing in the scuttlebutt. I always like to say butt.
You and my 7-year-old.
Okay. Can I lay an unpopular opinion on you, Meredith?
Please. You've never been known to do it, but the first time ever.
Usually I pull punches and hide my light under a bushel, but not today. Meredith, my hot take is I do not give a flying fart about Christmas movies on Hallmark Channel or anywhere else. I know it is like a thing now.
It is a huge thing.
Socks and sweatshirts that say, "Don't bother me, I'm watching my Hallmark movies."
Yeah.
I have watched one or two from time to time, and do not get me wrong, I am a fan of camp, I am a fan of cheese, I am a fan of rom-coms and romance and all of those things, but like,
add Christmas in there and you are out.
It feels like it's just like gotten a bit out of control.
It has, and I feel like now it used to just be Hallmark, yes. Right? And you're like, oh, that's great. What is I forget her name. I was gonna just
Candace Cameron.
yeah, Candace Cameron Bure.
Stay tuned.
What is what is she? Who's she falling in love with? Or it was always just like the '90s stars.
Deirdre Hart.
Sarah Michelle Gellar or something. Yeah, what are they up to? But now, like, Netflix is cranking those out.
Yeah, you know.
Everyone is.
I feel like it jumped the shark.
I will tell you, I haven't watched one in a long time, but I think if I watch one, I'm watching them all.
Ooh, right? Well, in truth, I feel like part of the danger is that I could become incredibly addicted to them.
Yeah.
Like, I can get addicted to anything, Meredith.
Oh, me
so,
too.
Yeah, it could be off and running. So yeah. That's the heart of the matter. I feel like I'm over it, but also there's a danger I could be under it real bad.
Yeah, I get you. And so every time I turn on my Netflix, I'm like, oh, I might want to do that. But
A Christmas Prince? Tell me more. Yes. She owns a bakery in a small town?
I think I will start with A Christmas Prince.
A Christmas cookie.
But it's you open the floodgates.
Yeah, so that's my semi-hot take on the Christmas movies. I'm just, I don't know. It's not for me.
That's right.
Yet.
Yeah.
And this is not a hot topic, but I wanted to give a big thanks to a great organization who invited the My TV Family pod to come and talk a bit about podcasting last week, which was awesome. So the group is Link Co-working, mm-hmm. and it's a really awesome organization here in Austin. So thanks to Liz and her Link Co-working team. They put together a series called Women Who Start Shit,
yeah.
which I love.
Yeah.
Each time they feature some woman who started some shit, Meredith.
Yeah.
And so the most recent in the series was Women Who Start Shit. And the focus was podcasting. So
yeah.
We are some women who started some podcasting.
We have started business. Some podcasting.
It was really fun. We got to do kind of a lightning round interview with another female podcaster named Casey Bernard. And Casey has two podcasts. One is called Very Pink Knits, and it's a knitting podcast with kind of some interesting takes on knitting and things related to knitting that you might not think were related to knitting. And then she also has a new podcast on market research. So be on the lookout for that if you are into knitting or market research or just podcasts.
Yeah.
But it was really fun, and there was a good crowd there and some folks talking about starting new podcasts and asking for tips and advice, which is hilarious. My tip was to write everything down and have a tight, solid script, because you will think, there is no way I'm not going to remember my name. And then you start out and say, hi, I'm Line. So yeah, that was my super savvy advice for somebody 11 months into the podcasting game, was write it all down, have a tight script.
That's so great. Thanks for representing for us.
Yeah, but thanks again to Liz and her awesome folks at Link Co-working. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Okay, so on to the next. Meredith, what are you watching?
Well, this is not going to be a great report, because I just feel
like
how
you get your get our expectations right.
Yeah.
Where you
oh no. Don't get excited for anything new here. because I have just been so busy. I feel like I haven't been able to sit down and watch something new and give something its attention. Right. Yeah. If you start something new, you can't be doing it while you're folding your laundry. Like,
or washing your pits.
Yeah. especially because I watch almost everything I watch on my phone, unless I'm watching it at night with my husband. Right. We watch that on the TV, but almost everything else I watch on my phone.
Sure.
So it's really hard to watch something new. So this, over the last couple of weeks, I have replaced The Office because I've finished it, or at least I got through like halfway through the last season and I'm like, I'm out.
We're done here.
Yeah, I don't need to watch season 9. Oof. And I've replaced it with Gilmore Girls. So I'm watching Gilmore Girls.
You're in a Amy Sherman Palladino place.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it was just me getting prepared for more Amy Sherman Palladino.
More Maisel.
But you know, this time is the first time I have felt this way. I have not been feeling Lorelai and Luke.
Really?
I have shipped them. Every time I've watched it, I love them. I think,
what is going on there?
You know what I think it is? And because I've been analyzing this.
Good. I'm glad you're giving this the time and energy it deserves.
because I feel like this is going to be another unpopular opinion. Everyone loves Lorelai and Luke.
Sure.
I feel like it's because once I found out that they didn't get along off screen, it really messed with how I looked at their chemistry.
Behind the scenes, mm-hmm. machinations?
Yeah. And so while I'm watching this time, I'm like, oh man, Lorelai uses Luke all the time. She just like uses him and abuses him, right? Mm-hmm. She makes lists for him to come do things. She's like, oh, Luke will do that. Luke will do that.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Can you pick me up here? You shouldn't do that to people.
Can you take this mattress? No, oh, I'm going to take your truck. Like, she just does not care about. And all the time you're like, oh, that's so cute. It's Lorelai. It's Luke. He's the best.
They're in love.
Yeah. And and then right now I'm in the part where they were engaged and they postpone the wedding because okay. he has April and he's just like figured out that he had a daughter and he's trying to figure that all out. And he is like such a grump through that whole season, right? Mm-hmm. Like Lorelai's like trying to get him to go out and do this and that, or they're going to Martha's Vineyard and he's just like so mad and grumpy the whole time. I'm like, this, why do you want to be with this guy? He's so grumpy and they just don't seem like they have chemistry.
Wow.
I never, ever, ever thought I would speak ill of Lorelai and Luke. And so I'm not going to say this won't change next time I watch it. I might watch it next time and just be like all about them again. But this time.
We shall see.
This time I'm like, you both could do better.
Wow. Well, at least it's even. It's not just hating on her, hating on him.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like there is a large population of folks out there who do not like Lorelai.
Yeah.
She is not universally loved.
Yeah, and that's okay. And like, I still really like Lorelai, but like in context of her relationship with Luke, I just think that this viewing is just not working out for me. But
wow.
So there's that. I'm sorry to disappoint everyone. And then I don't think we've talked since I finished The Bodyguard. I think last time we spoke, I had one more episode.
Which was Crazy Town USA.
Yeah, it was one doozy of an episode.
I'm happy to report that we blew through the Bodyguard.
Yeah, and I'm just going to say.
Let's talk about it.
I'm just going to say a big spoiler right now.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, give us a minute or two if you want to watch Bodyguard, which you should.
You should.
When he has the bomb strapped to him, my heart was just racing. And I didn't know if they were going to kill him because
they kill people. They don't care.
They kill people. They killed the secretary like in, you know, season episode 3 yeah. or something, or episode 2. Like I thought she was going to be a staple, like a series staple. The whole show was about, I mean, basically about her and him protecting her.
Nope.
And
they
then
don't care.
She's like up and gone. So I was like, they might just blow this guy up and mm-hmm. start anew next season. Maybe. So it was a little up and down and did wrap itself up quite nicely.
It did. I will not to give too much away, but like ladies did not come out looking real good in that show.
No.
Yeah. All the ladies were doing people wrong and bad and sideways and dirty. And
yeah. Well, the men weren't that great either.
really no one to root for in that show.
No.
I saw someone said that P.S. Bud, the main character, the bodyguard, looked like Willem Dafoe experiencing constipation, which then I could not unsee. And I know you and I have talked about it, but because of the accents, when they were saying ma'am, it sounded like they were saying mom.
Yeah.
And so every scene was when they were trying to say, be respectful to their superiors, or, you know, they're in the military or they're in the police force, they would say, yes, ma'am, or ma'am, ma'am, as they entered and left a room. So it was like, mom, mom,
yeah,
mom,
mom.
So there was a lot of mom going on, which was like a little bit of like a, it gets your attention.
Yeah, that was a little off-putting for us too when we watched it. But it,
I know that you did not agree, but I love the Home Secretary. I thought she was very chic. I loved her suits. She was like a little bit Sigourney Weaver, a little bit Kirsten Scott Thomas.
Yeah. You know, I did not like them getting together. And, you know, I didn't like some of those scenes, but whatever.
I definitely did not rewind those and rewatch them at all.
And I definitely didn't fast forward through several of them.
And that's all you need to know about me and Meredith.
Yin to my yang.
Okay, any other currently watching faves?
No, I think that's it. Sorry to disappoint, but.
No, not at all. I think that was good. I always like hearing your comfort viewing, and I love that we watched the show together.
I know,
not
finally.
Actually together, but
hey, I'll take it.
Pretty close. Would you like to hear a couple of quick tidbits of my viewing?
Always.
Okay. So I watched a show that I really enjoyed on Hulu called The Bisexual. It stars Desiree Akhavan as Layla.
Okay.
So this actress slash, I think she's the writer, creator, the full nine, she has unfortunately been saddled with the label of the bisexual Persian Lena Dunham. Like, okay. She just got like kind of painted that way. That was like a really easy shorthand of a way to refer to her. And I think she's trying to climb out from under that.
Yeah. And I like Lena Dunham, but we don't need to say she is a Persian Lena Dunham. She's just...
Yeah, that's
she's Desiree.
Yeah, so she's fantastic. So the premise of the show is it's about a woman who always dates women, and she's in a long-term relationship with a woman, but the woman proposes to her and is like, let's get married, let's have kids, and she kind of freaks out and is like, nope, and so they break up. She moves out, and they decide they're gonna take a break. It's very like Ross and Rachel, we were on a break. And during the break, she decides maybe she wants to date dudes. Okay. And her friend group and her community are kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So she kind of is dealing with both her personal kind of coming to terms with the fact that she might be bi, and also the fact that her friends are like, no, you're a lesbian. But the parts that I liked the best were with her and her best friend.
Okay.
And her best friend, her name is Deniz, D-E-N-I-Z. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime she introduces herself to someone, they always think she's saying Dennis.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like just this thing. And she does not suffer fools. Like if people are like, Dennis? She's like, Dennis. And they're like, Dennis? Dennis. And yeah, so she is not amused. But she's fantastic. And the best scenes are the ones between the two of them. And there is, I might make you watch it after we finish recording, because there is a scene that, so she's broken up with her girlfriend. They're moving, her friend Dennis has come to help her move. So they're driving this U-Haul to her new place. And Layla turns to Dennis and says, what's that on your neck? Is that a hickey? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, what happened? And she's like, I met a girl. She gave me a hickey. And she's like, and? And she's like, that's it. The movie rights are available. It was like just the best deadpan delivery of a line. It was so, so good. Yeah, the movie rights are available. I'm going to just like trot that out all the time now.
Well, you got to get it out now while the show maybe not have a lot of watchers.
Yeah.
And then people think you're hilarious.
Yes. Movie rights are available. Dennis. Yeah, so it was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. It is, it has adult content for any of our viewers out there who may be sensitive to that. I also started Dirty John with our gal, Connie Britton.
Connie Britton watch.
Yeah, so Matt, if you're out there, I'm keeping watch on your gal for you. It is really good. If you're not familiar with Dirty John, it is based on a podcast of the same name, Dirty John. I'm also wondering if my TV family podcast will be made into a TV show. and if so, I think we need to start thinking about casting and who will play us.
man.
Stay tuned.
Well, Roseanne was always the top of my list on that, but now she's blacklisted, so I don't know.
Stop it. We'll see what Steve Buscemi's up to. anyway, so back to Dirty John. So it is this man who's a con artist, played by Eric Bana, and he seduces Connie Britton and some bad things happen. But the whole gist is that he says he's a doctor, but he only seems to wear scrubs. Like, he shows up to this benefit that he's supposed to go with her to. That's black tie. Mm-hmm. And he runs in his scrubs and he's like, oh, I just got called out of the OR because I'm a doctor. And that's kind of, yeah, because I have scrubs. So he literally only owns scrubs and like disgusting cargo shorts. And I saw someone tweeted that the wardrobe budget for Eric Bana's character was a $15 Old Navy gift card. Oh, man, I laughed and laughed.
You can do a lot with a $15 Old Navy gift card, though.
Old Navy. So yeah, that has been good so far. And you can kind of see, Connie Britton's character's relationship with her children unraveling because Eric Bana's character, Dirty John, is kind of shoving a wedge between them.
Ooh.
I know. And then the other
thing. He's a wedger.
He is a wedge shover, which is the worst thing to be. We also started a disturbing show called Escape at Danmora. And it is, I don't know if you remember this story, but it's based on the true story of two prisoners who seduced a prison worker and then kind of conned another one.
Oh, yeah. In New York or something.
Yeah, upstate New York. And so they Shawshanked their way right out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as we're watching it, I'm like Googling the real story. And like they literally like talked about Shawshank Redemption all the time.
Yeah.
So takeaways include prison does not seem like a whole lot of fun.
No.
It's real brutal. But the prisoners are played by Benicio del Toro, who I would put under the category of ugly sexy for anyone keeping a tally at home.
I think he's got an interesting look.
And the other one's Paul Dano.
Also got an interesting look.
Yeah, he's just
I think
tall
both of them are handsome,
goofy looking. And then the prison worker who they seduce is played by Patricia Arquette, and she has uglied herself up real good.
Ooh.
She's like going for the Charlize Theron school of like award garnering. So it's just something. It's like one of those where my husband and I will be like, well, you want to watch another one? Nah. Like,
yeah.
Like, we know we'll finish it eventually, and it's good and it's compelling. But it is
hard to watch.
It's you gotta chew it up and digest it.
Yeah.
It also has David Morse in it. I don't know if you know who he is. I think if you saw him, you'd be like, oh yeah, that guy. He's been in everything. I think he was actually in Green Mile. But he plays the guard that they kind of win over and like lets him do things and not go through metal detectors and just like all this crazy stuff. But just a side note, he used to live down the street from me in Philadelphia, and we used to go to the same pizza place all the time. So this is just my way of telling you, I love pizza.
Pizza good.
Pizza yum. So that is what I have been watching.
Yeah, lots of new things.
You know me, I like to get one episode in on all the new stuff. But I feel like I need to dedicate some serious time to Miss Maisel. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we are just about ready to introduce our special guest. But before we do that, I wanted to talk about what our listeners sent in for this week, which is fantastic.
Yes.
So as we talked about at the top of the show, we are hitting the topic of sisters.
Sister.
And our listeners did not disappoint. One of our favorite social media interactors, Whitney, submitted Zelda and Hilda from the Melissa Joan Hart version of Sabrina.
Yeah.
And did you start the new Sabrina?
I haven't. My sister-in-law texted me and said, have you watched it? And I said, no, have you? And she's like, I have, and it's getting real dark.
Like Archie dark?
Yeah, she said she's also watching Riverdale, and that's dark too. So That I don't know if that persuaded me.
That's a lot for you, Meredith.
I know, but we'll see. Everyone's talking about it.
Well, you got Miss Maisel about witchcraft too, and that might just be too much.
I know, but good old Melissa Joan Hart, she's had her fair share of Hallmark Christmas movies. I think.
She's a small town baker. Don't worry about her. No, they're always, well, yeah, small town baker. The guy's always an architect. Always, always, always. Like, you name a romantic comedy, the guy is going to be an architect.
Yeah, so Zelda and Hilda, though. That's
Zelda
a great
and Hilda,
sister.
MJH. And I did ask Whitney if she watched Sabrina, and she said that she watched it all and that it was lots of strange fun.
Okay.
So it could be strange.
She didn't say dark
free.
At all in there. Maybe I can do it.
Keep us posted. We also had a vote for Mary and Lucy from Seventh Heaven, which I loved so much.
Yeah.
And here's where I tell you, I watched that. Crap out of that show.
I know,
Meredith.
We talked about it. You had a full love for Seventh Heaven. I did too at the time, but now I could never hear the Seventh Heaven soundtrack.
We did talk about theme it. Song. That guy ruined it for everyone.
He did.
But yeah, I told you I like camp. I like cheese. Like,
yeah.
This should tell you that perhaps Hallmark movies come Christmastide are for
I
me,
know.
But. I don't know.
You're a complex woman, Ryan.
I am. I'm a. I contain multitudes, Meredith. We also had a vote for Orphan Black.
Yeah.
Which, you know, brings us back to the eternal question: are clones sisters? I say yes.
Yeah. Same. Same DNA.
If I had a nickel for every time someone asked me if clones are sisters,
the age-old question.
So I know you didn't watch Orphan Black, but one of the best parts of the show was the relationship between the sisters. Except for the murdery ones, they were not so nice to each other.
That relationship probably took a turn.
You know, yeah, always murdering folks. But I thought that the sisters did have a sisterly relationship with one another, even though they didn't grow up together.
So your answer is yes.
I say yes. Affirmative.
All right.
I'll allow it. Gavel. Gavel noise. And we also heard about Daria and Quinn from the show Daria, which is a cartoon. Did you ever watch that?
I did, and that's
Meredith.
Well, it was I w-
it
when
was
it was
a different time
when it was on. I was a child,
all
so,
right.
But I will allow that one. That was a great choice.
Oh yeah, that came in from one of our favorite guests, Adriana, and she also mentioned the sisters from Charmed.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a few more like dribs and drabs of people talking about the Charmed reboot, but I don't think it's long for this world. But I did love the OG Charmed, as you know.
I do know. That's great. Piper and Peter and
Pumpkin.
John and Mary.
Peter, Paul, and John. Anyway.
Peter
and then
Piper's pizza.
Watch it now. And we, of course, got a vote for the sisters / aunts from The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Yeah. I'm just back to Charmed for a second. If I may. The fact that they were sisters, that was the magic, Meredith.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why when Shannon Doherty couldn't behave herself and had to leave the show, they had to find somebody else to make the power of three.
Yeah.
But don't worry. They had other people laying around.
It's because sisters are like best friends that never leave.
That's a poem. Yeah. Speaking of Hallmark.
There's a phrase, something like that.
Something, something, sisters come between me and my misters. On that note.
Thanks to our listeners, and now we'll have our interview with Megan.
We'd like to welcome our very special guest, Megan. Hello, Megan.
Hello, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I'm so excited.
Thank you for jumping on the phone with us today, Megan. This is a special treat.
Oh my gosh, this is the best. I've been nervous all day, but I'm
ready.
We're ready too. And this is our first time interviewing someone not in the same room as us, so it's very exciting.
And Meredith, would you like to tell the people who Megan is?
Yes, Megan is my sister.
Oh.
She is 4 years older than me.
Okay.
And we thought since we are sisters, we are going to talk about...
Wait for it.
Sisters.
I dig it.
So
awesome.
to get started, Megs, let's talk about, well, let's learn a little bit about your TV viewing. I want to know from, on a scale from I don't have time for TV or I watch Netflix in the shower, what is your TV viewing schedule?
I watch Netflix in the shower today.
Yes. So, I was going to say I felt personally attacked by that scale. But now I feel vindicated.
I did. Matt has a great shaving mirror in the shower, which hooks perfectly to my pop socket.
Whoa.
So I was able to do a little viewing while showering today, and it was amazing.
See? I like how you've jimmy-rigged a little flat screen in your shower.
I do, too.
Talk about high roller. TV is important to me. If you were to ask me, I have three rules for someone who is allowed to be my friend.
Okay.
First rule is you have to be able to finish a whole Chipotle burrito.
So far, so good.
Yeah. The second rule is you have to own a TV because I don't love people who say, oh, yeah, we don't really do TV. Oh, yeah, like, we're more readers, or I draw the line there.
P.S. those people are liars because your phone is the TV.
They're total liars. Go on. They love the way they sound. That's why I can be friends with them.
That's a narrative for sure. Go on. And what is the third?
Then, well, the last one is they can't have a shared email with their spouse. It can't be like Brad / and Shelly.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
And Shelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Megan, will you be my friend?
Done. But yeah, TV is important to me.
Well, that's good. I knew that because we watched TV growing up together, but it's nice for listeners to know that when you say you like TV, they know how much you like TV.
Megan, can I ask what you were watching in the shower today, if you feel comfortable sharing?
I do. I was doing a little research for today, and I was watching a little Gilmore Girls.
Ooh, doing the work.
I watched Gilmore Girls today, too.
Nice. Yeah, I was pumped. I just finished Parks and Rec for like the 900th time, and so I popped on episode one.
Oh, you two are certainly related.
Yeah, we both have our comfort.
Most definitely. Yeah.
What else are you watching, or what shows have you been liking lately?
So, like Robin said, I am like Mare. I love comfort TV. So I have seen The Office multiple times. I just did Parks and Rec, like I said, honestly, I can't even count how many times I've seen that series. I love The West Wing. I've done that multiple times. I'm actually listening to a podcast that breaks down every episode of The West Wing right now.
That's a good one, with Josh Molina.
It's great. And they just did a combo episode of Parks and Rec and The West Wing, like a crossover, and it was a really good episode.
What did they cross reference with Parks and Rec?
So they had Ben Wyatt, whoever plays him, come on, and then the creator of the show.
Yeah.
And they just talked about how Parks and Rec is like the comedy version of The West Wing, and there's a couple episodes of Parks and Rec that are kind of a nod to The West Wing.
Oh, interesting.
And so, it was really fun. They interviewed Rob Lowe separately for like a little bit of a segment. It was good. I recommend it.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch that or listen to that immediately.
Yeah, me too.
I love Adam Scott.
I do a lot of listening to TV on my phone while I do my work because I still have a kid home with me. And so I feel like it can't be on the big screen. So that's why listening to things I know is easy and better.
Can I recommend listening to Love Island? There is so much of it to watch, and it is so brain rotting that I just stopped watching and started listening at one point. So you just reminded me of that.
Your description of that show was fantastic.
You too could get on the Love Island bandwagon.
I might. I'll have to have headphones in, I think, for that.
Yes, there are some grown-up words.
Vivian, age 4, is not ready for...
to find out all the British terms for banging. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Any other favorite shows that you're watching now?
So current shows I'm doing a million little things.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which I like. That. I had to give up This Is Us because I got far behind. And so I feel like this is a great replacement this season because it was just starting.
Yeah. Okay. Is it just as dramatic?
Yeah. I cry most every episode. It's a little more, I want to say it's more soap opera-y than like Parenthood or This Is Us. Like it's, but same feel. Definitely a saga, a drama.
Yeah.
But not, it's not necessarily around one family. So that's where it starts to feel a little more like soap opera-y.
Yeah. And this is where the one guy commits suicide, right? And all his friends come together and try and figure it out. Is that a million little things?
Yeah. Okay. And then you just follow each of their stories. There's like four guys. Yeah. So it's good. I like it. I don't like to watch it when Matt's home. I like to cry every once in a while. And I feel like I do it either when he's at work or, you know, working late so that I can sort of have my own emotional.
Yeah. You cry alone.
Your own emotional state. Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. And then the rest were comedies. I'm with Mare. I love Single Parents.
Yes. Okay. You guys are keeping it alive.
I know.
I think it's so good. In this last episode, when she gets hit by the tree during the, it's like a tornado or some kind of hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I was so happy they did a replay of that so I could see it twice without having to rewind. It was so funny. But I do think it's going to get canceled, but I really like it.
Yeah, I've read somewhere that like shows about parenting, things like that, never do well. Someone wrote an article or something like, or maybe it was a review, like most shows about parenting don't do well. And that's why I'm like, oh, this show has always been fated to end after season one. But I'm glad that you and I keeping it alive.
It's good. Yeah, it's good.
It's really funny. I think it's super clever.
I also watch Superstore, which I know you guys have talked about. I'm a big yes. fan. There's always like one or two laugh out loud moments for me. Matt likes it, so we can watch it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been catching up on that, and it is so good. I just took a break from it for no good reason, but then I got back on it with a vengeance, and I think I'm finishing up season two right now. And I know there's a big Jonah and Amy smooch coming, and I'm finally like on board for it. I'm very excited about it. I texted Meredith the other day when I was watching the episode where Amy and Jonah were daring each other to do things in the store. And Jonah made Amy get on the intercom for the store and said, you know, attention shoppers, if you need anything, please find Charles. Charles is in charge. And then she sang the Charles in Charge theme song. In English and in Spanish, and it is made even funnier because I think that the actor, I can't remember his name, Ben Feldman, something mm-hmm. Feldman.
Yep.
I think he looks like Scott Baio.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Anyway, that show,
that's a great theme song, by the way.
It is a great theme song, and that show is hilarious, and I'm very excited to charge on through the rest of those episodes. That is a good smiley, laughy show.
You got to get to the season because in the most recent episode, they were interviewing people to work seasonal work.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh my gosh. It's like one of those where they do like a montage of like quick snippets of, you know, each person that's interviewing. And so you just get like one-liners. And I rewatched it. I watched it without Matt and then rewatched it with Matt. And it was so good.
But that was a good episode. They are touching on some heavy stuff with the baby. Oh, sorry, Robin, just spoiled. Spoiler alert.
That's okay.
With the baby, I feel like, man, some of those things brought me back to having babies. But
When she in and out of that hospital, when she was trying to get out of hospital, that was a heavier episode. But also, still, there were some funny parts.
Yeah, definitely some funny parts.
I'm just at Jeff and Mateo breaking up. That's like
where
I am in the story.
Okay, you'll catch up. You'll love it. We'll get back together.
Stay tuned.
We'll regroup. That's me on TV so far.
All right, that's good viewing.
Yeah, that's really good viewing. Yeah. And watching a show that we're not watching. So always nice to hear about.
I love it.
Out those shows. So as we talked about, we are going to talk about our favorite sisters on television.
Because you guys are sisters.
You see what we did there? We're sisters. We also have a third sister, Paige. We'll have her on some other time. So there was three of us sisters growing up. And we all like TV.
Yes.
Did you guys have a show that you watched together?
Yes, all of them.
So many shows together?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we watched Saved by the Bell.
I was going to say, Saved by the Bell comes to mind immediately, which was hard because, I don't know if Mayor's talked about this yet, we had a 7 o'clock rule. You couldn't watch TV till 7 p.m.
Yes.
Ooh.
And so my mom would leave and immediately we turn on the TV at like 4:30. And now that I'm a mom, we're such idiots. Of course she knew we were watching TV because we would turn it on as soon as she would walk in the door as if like, oh, we're all just sitting on the sofa talking.
And just I reading.
I knew she had to have known, but we thought we were getting away with murder. But that's when Saved by the Bell was on, and that was not a DVR time. It was a different time.
It was a different time. These kids today.
I know, but they did like 3 or 4 Saved by the Bells in a row.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Another time I feel like you and I watched TV, we moved to Austin when I was 12 and Megan was a senior in high school, right before senior year.
Okay.
And we lived in this small apartment and we shared a room and we watched 90210 together. So I was 12, I think.
Yeah, 90210 was forbidden at least like when it was first on, and probably even then for us too.
Four themes for a 12-year-old.
For sure mature themes, but I'm also the youngest of four, so like
you knew what was up.
The rules were a little looser for me. And then we were just in our room and I'm not sure mom and dad came in and were like, oh, you're watching 90210. Like, I don't think they.
And if we're being honest, they moved me my senior year. I feel like I let a lot of stuff slide.
I was going to say,
she has no friends in your senior year. Yeah. She came here, let her watch the 90210. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
You're like, I'm watching Melrose after too. What do you think about it?
So that's
a friend. My friend circle did not increase throughout the year. So I needed some more TV to get me through till it was college time.
Just you and Dylan and Brenda and the gang.
Heck yeah.
So that is another show that comes to mind. But I mean, we watched them all. I have lots of memories of us watching shows together.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure.
America's Funniest Home Videos on Sunday night.
Such a classic.
Yeah. And
TGIF was big then, you know.
Yeah.
Full House.
I was gonna say Bob Saget's gonna. Speaking of America's Funniest Home Video host, Bob Saget's gonna come up in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is big time.
Okay, so when we said, "What are your favorite sisters on TV?" What was the one of the first things that came to mind?
Okay, well, when you gave me the topic, I was like, "Of course we're gonna do sisters." And then I went to think of sisters, and I was like, "I can think of a ton of brother sister."
Yeah.
But sisters were harder to come by. But I did, this is kind of a nod to Meredith because it's in the title. I went with brothers and sisters.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I actually did a little research. I've seen it before, obviously, but I watched the pilot again.
Yeah.
So it's another family drama. This one's definitely more soap opera-y. It's not as well written as other ones, but I love it.
Yeah, it was an easy watch.
Yeah, for sure an easy watch. Just a lot more of like twists and turns, cliffhangers, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a whole family, but you have Kitty and Sarah. They're the sisters, kind of opposite. Kitty's the Republican, conservative. Sarah's, you know, more liberal, but they still love each other. And my favorite thing about that show, which is sort of true in our family for certain things, is you tell one person something and say, don't say anything. And then like by the time you talk to someone who, like, you know, 4 people into the family, they already know.
Yeah.
And this happens all the time with brothers and sisters, even in the first episode. And not with all information, but things you know that are gonna just come out, just sort of like pass through everybody. But I love that about this show. Everyone just talks about everybody and it's just all out in the open.
Yeah, it is. And if I remember correctly, there was one like sister that they didn't know was a sister, right? It was that one brother's girlfriend, right?
Oh yeah.
Which one was Allie McBeal?
Allie McBeal was Kitty,
she's
right?
She's Kitty. She's the Republican.
And then there was the girl from Revenge. I'm forgetting her name.
Emily Van Camp.
They do like a DNA test. And now I can't remember if they decide that she really is related at the end of the series. She comes into play. And you know what I actually realized is Kitty's boyfriend at the beginning is the dad in Gossip Girl.
Oh.
And it took me like 15 minutes and I almost had to Google it and then it came to me. But yeah, he was young. The Humphrey dad.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I've watched that show, but that is a good one. And I love right in the title.
Yeah. That's my first one.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about one because Robin asked shows that we watched together, and this is going to be a big flashback for you, Megs. We watched Designing Women.
Oh. I am so sad I didn't think of this one. I love Designing Women.
So Designing Women was the Sugar Bakers, Suzanne and Julia, and they, I think it picks up when Julia, the older sister, I think she was older. She just loses her. She lost her husband and they take over their big designing firm. And then there's two more women in the office. And then Anthony Bouvier, of course.
Oh, I'm going to slide into my draw.
And why we watched this show, I will never know. All these women had to have been like 40 plus.
Yeah, I mean, it was there's a show to watch. Why did we watch the Golden Girls? Like,
that's true, I guess. But I'm sure I was like, I mean, I feel like I would have been like low teens.
Yeah. No, it's
so definitely like, I need shoulder pads. I need eye makeup. I want some heavy rouge. Give it to me. Big hair.
Oh, yeah. And I think definitely some mature themes in that show.
Of course there were.
Julia was like she was the strong-willed one. She went on rants all the time. Like, I loved her rants because they were all really slow but firm. Like, when she would rant at somebody. And then Suzanne was the kind of the self-centered, didn't take things as seriously, really
like, spoiled.
She was a
beauty queen.
A pageant girl. Woman, mm-hmm. And just their relationship.
A person of pageant.
Yes, their relationship was great as they worked together and as they were so different from each other.
And I can still hear. I always love when shows do this. If there's anyone that can sing, they find a way for them to like.
Oh yeah.
I can still hear Julia singing "How Great Thou Art" at like a. Either someone's funeral or like a Christmas thing, and one of them is standing in the back because she's like mad at him, but she's hearing the song and getting all emotional. Like there's so many scenes from that show that I can picture, and I can't believe we watched it.
I know, and you know, I was just as I was doing my research on that show. Apparently, Julia was like a pretty conservative Republican, and the writer wrote her as someone who was a little more progressive for their area. She was. More progressive, I guess I should say. And it made the actress, what was her name?
Dixie Carter,
a little uncomfortable. So they made some compromises, and one of them was that she would deliver the lines, but that they would have to write in her a song to sing. Like she would.
That is awesome. I gotta figure out how to watch that again. That was a solid show.
I was gonna ask. That available anywhere? Because I didn't watch that.
No, I found some things on YouTube to watch, and I think it's out on DVD. So check your local library.
Doing it for sure.
But that was just one that I thought was funny. But I love the Sugar Bakers. Love the name. Love their cheekbones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a solid choice. I'm so sad I did not pick that.
Robin, do you have a sister that came to mind very first?
I do. I will let you talk about the Tanner girls because I know that was on your list as well. I had a couple. I think that Megan, like you said, I just like thinking about the things that stuck out about the relationship. So like how the gossip spread like wildfire on brothers and sisters. Like, I think that's a really interesting thing. The thing that stuck out to me from Roseanne, sorry. I loved Becky and Darlene. It felt like the most real portrayal of a sibling relationship. I do not have a sister. I only have a brother. But I think some sibling relationships are just sibling relationships. And the absolute torturing of one another, I thought was really on point, but also how they work together against their parents, you know, like that's how it is. Like, yeah. I will be wretched to you all day long, but let's figure out how we can have a party when mom and dad are out of town. So yeah, I just kept thinking about the episode where Becky farted at the student council meeting and Darlene comes downstairs and she's just biding her time and biding her time. And Becky's just like devastated. She's shredded, like sitting on the couch. And Darlene comes down and makes a giant fart noise with her hands. And it is, it's just like the best scene. It's so, so good.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, but then, funny. I mean, farts are never not funny for sure. And then the other one, you guys can go deep on Full House, but the thing I remember about a specific episode of Full House highlighting the sisters' relationship was DJ teaching the younger siblings how to lie convincingly. So these are the things that stick out, like, you know, torturing each other, figuring out how to pull one over on your parents, and passing on the intricacies and nuances of how to lie convincingly.
Okay. Okay, get through life.
Before did you guys watch Full House?
Oh, well, we sure did.
So let's get into it. I had that one down too because it was three sisters. We had three sisters. I mean, there's a classic Michelle. If we're gonna go trade for trade here,
I was gonna say how rude, but that was Stephanie. That was Stephanie, right?
Are you played by twins?
Yes.
The one thing I like about the Full House sisters and at all the shows that I listed, there's always like a nerdy sister or then like the bad sister or the not, you know, I feel like they type everyone. And yeah. I think in Full House, all the sisters are, they're kind of all just normal. There's no like one super nerdy and one is super sporty. You know what I mean? Like I just, yeah. Like, oh, they're just sort of like, they all kind of have interests, but they didn't typecast anyone, I didn't think.
Right. Yeah. And they all went through their bad stages. I remember Gia trying to get Stephanie to smoke in the bathroom.
Is anyone watching Fuller House? Have we committed to that
no,
yet?
No, I can't.
I can't. I cannot.
You guys don't love the Tanners. Whatever happened to the dippa dippa dippy?
Oh, really? You're a big fan of Candace Cameron?
Well, Bure? I feel like I just feel like her career, what was she doing? And suddenly yeah. Fuller House came back. She's got like 4 million Instagram followers.
Wasn't yeah. she dance and, with them stars
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, she did dance with
yeah,
the stars
huge
too.
Reboot, yeah, huge reboot for her. I mean, speaking yeah. of, you guys are pretty lucky. You got me. I think I have almost like 150 Instagram followers. So when I post that I've been on this podcast,
look out,
ready to be flooded. I mean.
Well, let me just give a shout out to those of your followers. Welcome, Megan's Instagram followers. We're glad
seriously.
You're here.
All three of you. Welcome.
I know. It's so true. Hi, Mom. Is pretty much what's going to happen.
Amazing.
I would love if Mom didn't listen to me doing it, but she would listen if you came on.
Oh, that would be the best.
Sibling rivalry.
I have one more if there's time.
Yeah,
of course.
I mean, I have more, but this will be the last one I'll share. But I did a major throwback, and I think Mayor and I watched the show together, but for sure Paige and I did, was Kate and Allie.
Ooh, yeah.
And I picked this.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I picked this one because they're not sisters, but there's two kind of sister relationships. Obviously, Kate and Allie.
Yeah.
But then they each move into with each other, and they have daughters, Emma and Jenny.
Yes.
And they sort of live together like stepsisters because the moms can't afford to live on their own, or like they've, for some, you know, whatever reason, divorced, or I think one of them had a death, husband die.
Yeah.
But I remember loving that show too. And I looked up, it was like 4 or 5 seasons long. And I was age 8 at the last season. And I'm thinking again, that show was, I was not the age demographic for this show.
Oh, that is
but
good.
I remember loving it.
Yeah, I don't think I have thought about Kate and Allie since the last time we saw Kate and Allie when we were kids, but that is a really good one.
I remember that show too. Yeah, I remember there being like, again, mature themes. Like, wasn't there a son who was like.
Yeah, Jenny has a little brother. So I think he's the one that's maybe the rebel. The two girls have to figure out, you know, there's the fighting and they sometimes figure out how to work together. They have to learn how to share a room. You know, there's all of that.
Or maybe sister with Cagney and Lacey. I don't know.
Yeah, I think. Oh, that is really good.
The only other one that I wanted to mention real quick was Alex and Haley from Modern Family. I think that is probably going back to more of the type, you know, stereotypical, like the ditzy one who dates a lot and then the nerdy brain. But there, I think I would put them in the same category. They absolutely torture each other, except for when they need to band together against their parents, which I think is like...
That's the, Robin's common
the sitcomiest of sitcoms.
There was one I wanted to shout out real fast. It's because it's not... I mean, they're sisters technically, but on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, as opposed to the other Fresh Prince of...
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified.
Other places. I don't know. I loved it when the aunts all got together. So Aunt Vivian was who he lived with. But when his mom, Vi, came and the other two sisters came and they would get together because they were all very different. They definitely were had a type or a specific personality. But when they came together, it was like no time had passed. They had reminisced about the old times. And it's just like a really fun a fun moment when they get together. They do have like old drama that gets pulled in.
I wouldn't know what that's like at all. Together and weird old drama, right? Old fight.
But it seems like that's when Aunt Vivian is like her best at her best moment and brings out her personality. And so when they get together, it's really fun. And I love that when they see each other after a while, they say diva.
Oh my gosh, is that what you guys do?
Yes.
If it's not,
we I think it's
from now on.
So that they're technically sisters, but I think had we had an aunts episode, which we haven't yet, that's where those probably would have fallen.
No, I like that.
That's good. I like it.
I also just wanted to say quickly there was a TV show called Sisters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ward, who I absolutely adore. She was fantastic trying to win over the unwinnable Gregory House on the show House. But she was in the show Sisters, which was, I don't know, maybe mid-90s, early 90s. And I remember watching it. I think it was a Saturday night show. And as you guys know, I make it my business to keep an eye on George Clooney and his whereabouts. Yes. He was on that show. And his character's name was Falconer, so
take that from. Is there a mid-90s show that he wasn't on?
Yeah. I am going to go out on a limb and say no. He was actually on two shows called ER.
Oh, I saw ER. This one.
Absolutely. Yes! Oh my gosh. Meredith, this is where Megan and I tell you that you've been replaced, and she and I are going to talk about George Clooney until the cows come home. Well, I cannot believe you know that other show.
I don't know the first ER.
It was a 30-minute sitcom. It had like Elliot Gould and some other randos. But anyway,
I'll sign off now.
Thanks for joining us, Mayor. That was great.
Oh man, you just got thanked by a guest.
I did.
Anyway, Falconer is really all you need to know about Sisters. But I thought that you guys would appreciate a show called Sisters.
I would.
I do. Yeah.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I love being I was the first Fantasy Family, and I love being the first person to call in for a segment like this.
So exciting.
Yeah, you've supported us the whole way.
You are.
We love it.
Listener one.
I think I'm your biggest fan, honestly. I sometimes listen to the episodes two times.
Don't let my mom hear that.
I love it. Big fan. My son Blake's a fan. He wanted a shout out. There
it is. All right. Hi, Blake.
Hi, Blake. Okay, stay in school. Don't do drugs.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. That's it for our show. We want to give a special thanks to Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
For speaking with us about favorite sisters. I hope I'm her favorite sister. We didn't talk about that.
Lord almighty.
And as always, thanks to our listeners for joining us. One day we're going to start back up on Fantasy Families, maybe at the beginning of the year. So
we've got to sort through all of them, Meredith. Give me a minute.
They just
keep them coming.
So I promise we'll get to yours, listeners. But send us your Fantasy Family. Follow us and keep in touch on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That's how we hear about your favorites. And that's how we hear about what shows you're watching. And as always, you can email us at mytvfamilypod@gmail.com.
Hey, sister. Tell your mister. Would you be so kind to rate and review us on iTunes? Hey, make them 5-star reviews.
5 stars. Bye.
Bye.